With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The government is on track to shut down at midnight after a meeting between Republicans and Democrats came up empty-handed. Vice President Vance was at the meeting and referring to the Democrats.
If they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed into a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
Not so, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's up to the Republicans whether they want to shut down or not.
Eight Arab states have joined Israel, endorsing President Trump's multifaceted Gaza peace plan. The president speaking following talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East. And let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East.
Under the Trump plan, the war's ending immediately, the hostages being released, and a new Hamas-free Arab government takes control of Gaza. They range from 1 to 4-star generals gathered from around the world today at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. Secretary of War Hegseth called the conference, and the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, will be there. Authorities in the Bahamas have closed most schools following mandatory evacuations for some of the islands as Tropical Storm Imelda drops heavy rain and unleashes flooding in the northern Caribbean. Two fatalities reported in Cuba. Meanwhile, Hurricane Humberto churns in the open waters nearby. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FBC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
Alliance Defending Freedom International is reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Dougherty has been arrested for a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland holding a sign that reads, "Coercion is a crime. Here to talk. Only if you want." This is SRN News. Well-known video game company may be changing hands.
Electronic Arts, the game maker behind Madden NFL, Battlefield, The Sims, FC 25, and other popular titles, is being taken private in a deal worth $55 billion. If it closes in 2027, it could become the largest ever buyout funded by private equity firms. Silver Lake Partners, along with Saudi Arabia's PIF and Affinity Partners, run by President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, will pay EA stockholders $210 per share. Electronic Arts was founded in 1982 by former Apple employee William Tripp Hawkins. The company will remain headquartered in Redwood City, California. I'm Jennifer King.
Louisiana has issued a warrant to arrest a California doctor accused of mailing abortion pills. It's the second known criminal case of its type from the state. A New York doctor has been indicted for providing pills to an out-of-state patient. More details at srnnews.com.